Oh gosh, good morning.
Morning.
It is Tuesday, January 30th. Oh, can you get yours to go? I want balloons. You have to share.
There.
Oh, darn.
I
One of
always,
these days.
yeah, it's Tuesday. What is it? January. What'd you say?
30th.
What day is it? Ching-ching.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. I ran out of my good coffee too. I'm so mad. My good instant coffee. I have to use like the icky stuff.
Speaking of coffee,
Ah.
I've been wanting to tell people about this that Lisa bought this for me. She always gets me really good gifts. Cafe Altura instant organic coffee. Delicious.
Oh,
So
and I'll tell a little story about it.
yes, please.
Okay, because when I was stuck in Ojai with my minivan saga,
Oh.
I went to a farmer's market and everybody was really nice. Every time I was just having like car trauma, and anybody who would listen, I was like, they're like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from the Bay Area. My car broke down and blah blah blah, you know, like just poor me and the whole time. And everybody was like, you know, when you start telling, oversharing, and people are like, okay, thank you. Bye. You know, some people are really comfortable. This one guy at this cafe, he was selling the Cafe Altura coffee at a stall at the farmer's market. He was so nice. Where did you go? Where did you take your car to this? And oh, they're great. And blah, you know, just affirmed the fact that I was in good hands. And he was so nice. And I saw the instant coffee. I'm like, oh, cool, instant coffee. And I thought of you. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get some instant coffee because that's kind of like our jam that we didn't realize everybody. I thought everybody loved instant coffee the way we do. Anyway, so and then I was walking around again, and I realized, shit, my car is gonna be here longer. And so I went back and got more coffee. And he remembered, and he was so sweet. Anyway, I love that coffee. I love a good story with a coffee, and it was so good vibes. Good vibes, anyway.
I
Yeah.
thought I'm right here because I want to say thank you and tell people to, yeah, it's just delicious. Delicious.
Yeah, it's smooth. It doesn't have that bitter bite to it, and
Nope.
good job.
Nope. Like a coffee that I, oh, well, we won't get into that. Some coffee that I won't drink again, but that'll be another show. Anyway.
What's new in your world? I think you've been like buried with new business stuff, huh?
Oh my God, still. Okay, I had to, the floor was not up to code. Good thing I sent him a picture before he came out to inspect. It's I call it aggregate, but I guess it's those little pebbles, you know, those little rocks, and they never sealed it, probably because it's super expensive to seal. So it's rough, and it if you spill something on there, just disappear. Goes down under there. So I sent him a picture and he said, no, not up to code. So I've been putting these stick on tiles, which didn't stick. But then I got some adhesive. No, didn't stick. Then I'm like, double-sided tape called alien tape. It's sticking for now, but I didn't have enough. So I had to order more boxes. So my daughter and granddaughter did come and help me tape them. And then we put it down and I still need a whole, like half of the room. Because I miscalculated, whatever. So the boxes will be here today. Then he sent me a text yesterday and said, "Is your floor done?" And then he said, "I will look at." He hasn't even finished looking at my paperwork. So that's today. He said he will review it. So I will give him, though, that he is new to the tattoo, the body art side of inspection because they had lost some people. And he was like pool and restaurant. So they pulled him over there. So this is probably a lot for him. I'm like, really? And then he texted me and said, "You're only doing lips, right? Because I'm not zoned for tattoo. So I'm zoned for permanent makeup." So then, anyway, that's where I'm at. Then I'm like, okay, wait. So I can never probably do tiny tattoo. Can I do? I'm not even going to mention something else that I am going to do, which is still you have to word it a certain way. I don't know. I'm just like, what is the deal here? Like, what is it? Anyway, okay, that's where I'm at.
my gosh, the regulations that go into things, huh? On the one hand, you understand because you don't want to like have XYZ health code.
I
But
appreciate.
if you were in probably Nevada or Texas, you could just pop that sign up and do what the F you want in that store. You know, that's the difference.
True. I think people are, because I'm like, how is our solas? Like, I know people doing like certain things in there, and then people just teaching classes like left and right and charging $1,000. And you're not like, I told him I didn't learn any of this in the class. I'm gonna hit him up and see if he wants. Did I tell you that? I want to see if he wants to partner and come in, because someday I'm gonna teach classes and I'm gonna tell people these things and see if he'll come in. I'll just pay him to come in if it's legal, I don't know, and have him help.
I think he could come in like as a speaker or a consultant or somebody to help you navigate. This is what we're finding in this campaign is like
Oh yeah.
government umbrellas are so big and overreaching, and there's, this is kind of the complaint that Republicans have about Democrats is we have big government like this oversight and all this stuff and different regulations this and different usually based out of lawsuits, trying to protect businesses and people from getting themselves into trouble or people going into, I mean, I've had a fucking toe infection from somebody who didn't do a pedicure right. Like, I mean, like there's reasons why we have these over, people oversighting, but navigating them is so hard. I mean, even Jim, who's like, he's hopping through hoops constantly for everything. And he's been doing this for 40 years. He said he's never had so much just gummed up
Really?
regulations everywhere. Or, just the systems are all failing and they don't have, like you said, these, they don't have enough people trained. He's like, I come from this other area. They had to pull me over from this. And so he's got to sit there and catch up on stuff. And he might miss something. So he's now like hyper focused on every little thing you do. Which, then you're like, well, shit, am I doing it right? Because it's all changed and whatever.
Has it, I wondered that. I wanted to ask you that because you guys have been running this business at the how, what kind of hoops? And I'm just me, this little person, and one person jumping through all this and trying to navigate it. And some of it, like, once you like get it, then it's easy, but then just getting it, because they don't really make it clear. You need to do this, but how do I do this? Where do I do this? When do I do this?
No, it's true. It's true. And it's same thing with this. I mean, I could go on and on because it literally everywhere in our lives, the political is personal, right? Like when you're trying to do something to get by and you need to have a permit or what, and Jim, like he has to now like deal with PG&E too, because they're tied to the people's houses. Or if it's a drainage system and it has to be tied to the city. And now the city, because of the green waste regulations, all of that has changed. He had a job held up for months because of a change that had happened, and they had some new guy who came in who was like, oh, the old guy didn't do it correctly, so the new guy has the real way that you're supposed to do it. And Jim's going, does that mean like all the times all these other contractors too who have all been doing it wrong? I mean, it's like, oh, it's terrible. Like, okay, so then he figured out what they were looking for, whatever, but it took months. But it's this kind of stuff, which is great. You do want to catch as much rainwater and you don't want shitty trash to go to the sea, to the ocean. Like everything here runs down, right? So, you can kind of understand some of those regulations, but you're right. They don't make it easy to figure out.
Yeah, and then if they didn't do it, do you have to go back and look at the old stuff to see if it was done right, or can you move forward? Like,
I think if those systems fail, then they have to be done right. But I think if they hold and maybe they don't catch them, I'm not pointing out, like I'm just saying, like in general, like is that something that's happening? Or maybe they are going. I think if systems fail, they have to go back. Or if they get caught like rerouting water to the thing. I mean, we don't do that. We try to like put everything to back into the yard, but the storms and floods that we've been having here, there's little tiny yards can't hold all the water that's coming off of the hills behind it. So it has to be rerouted somewhere.
really?
We should have him on to talk about it because it's really fascinating. We're going to be having a huge flood storm here again, and literally everybody comes out of the woodwork with problems, and he sees crazier and crazier shit. Like, he's just astonished how different it's changed in the last 40, he's that's almost like a generation, 40 years. I don't know, it's a couple generations in Fresno time.
He should come on and talk. I love anything about water. I like the whole, I still want Leanne to come and read her, or let us read her paper. She just doesn't think it's very good, but I'm like, you've got like an A plus plus plus, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, come teach us.
Yeah, come teach us about it. So, oh my gosh, yes, please come on. We love it. So
Learning
what?
something new. Well, I think we want to talk about for just a moment about the sad passing of the three soldiers that Georgia-based US soldiers killed in the Middle East drone strike. So sad.
I mean, they're reserves. I mean, what the hell?
I mean, anybody who signs up for the military, I swear, I sent you the article that I'm posting. I mean, war sucks. Why are we even there? I mean, I guess they all
Any,
wounded 40 others too.
yeah, they did get wounded. Yeah, three. I mean, and again, they thought it was a friendly or something like that. That's why they didn't like. We have great intel. I don't understand how it got through there. I want an answer.
Well, I mean, probably it's so fast, it's unexpected. They probably weren't in an area that they were thinking were going to get hit.
No, oh girl, we're watching. We have like you have there. You're always supposed to be watching. I mean, that's why we have intel. They have people sitting there just literally looking at stuff and having radars and
Oh, it was mistaken for a US drone. That's why they didn't take it down.
you missed
That
how.
makes it worse.
I don't accept that. I don't accept it. Like, oh, we're the best of the best, and we. How did you mistake? That's a mistake.
Yep, that's horrible. I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I think that happened in Israel too. They accidentally killed their own people too. This is the fucking problem with war. They just don't.
Yeah, you accidentally killed three people who had their shirts off, waving a flag, saying, "Were you? Were you?" Like. Yeah, it's the trouble war, you're right. Because just kill people, kill, kill, kill.
You
That'll
want to
solve.
say their names? I'm just putting the articles up.
I can't for some reason my it won't let me see if it'll come up on my I'm having still having computer issues here.
Okay. Give me one moment. Sorry, I'm just doodling around here trying to get the right article. All right. I'll just read the first paragraph.
Yes, please.
Described, this is from Savannah, Georgia. Described by their parents as bubbly and constantly laughing. A special SPC Kennedy Sanders and SPC, I don't know what that means, sorry, Brianna Moffat became close friends soon after enlisting in the Army Reserve 5 years ago. Sergeant Jerome Rivers served a tour in Iraq before joining the same company of Army engineers. The three citizens from different corners of Georgia all died in a weekend drone strike on a U.S. base in Jordan near the Syrian border that also wounded more than 40 others. Families of the slain reservists said they were shocked when uniformed military officers came to their doors to deliver the news Sunday. And while President Joe Biden has promised the U.S. will respond, Moffitt's parents said they hope there's no escalation in violence that kills more American troops. Their daughter celebrated her 23rd birthday overseas just 9 days before she was killed. Oh, God, that is just so fucking sad. Heartbreaking, and rest in peace, and thank you to those families for their sacrifice,
Thank you so much. Well, SPC is abbreviation for specialist.
Oh, thank you.
Not whatever, but I mean, you people say, oh, you signed you signed up, or you this and that, but you didn't really sign up to die. You signed up for whatever reason in your heart to go help. And I mean, reservists, it's you don't you you're usually not in a place where
And often you've already served like 4 years and have done a certain amount of like sacrifice, right? Like that's usually, it's usually you sign up for 4 years and then you either can sign on to for another term or whatever it's called, or you can go into the reserves and just be called up occasionally, or you have to go in and do some training every now and then. But yeah, oh my God. So I'm just curious, like if they're pulling reservists over to front, you know, to these war fronts or these areas, does that mean that we don't have enough people going over there to be full-time service people? I know the numbers might have gone down.
Yeah, I've asked this question for years, because at one point, and I can't remember, I think it's when after 9/11, they were sending everyone in reservists. And I'm like, I thought reservists and National Guard and different were more like here, but I guess I really don't know. Maybe we need to have somebody on that can explain that to us, because
Yeah, Laurel could probably tell us a bit about that because she was in the army and
let's
she
ask.
served. Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, I'd like to talk to her about lots of other things because we're just learning so much. She's going to hopefully start some sort of like, you know, d talk about her experience. It's been really a trip, but
Yeah,
yeah,
let's
there's highs and lows. Let's just put it that way.
okay, this is, what do Army Reserves do? The Army Reserves has two clearly defined roles. Firstly, it provides highly trained soldiers who can work alongside the regulars on missions in UK and overseas. Okay. Secondly, it gives people who have specialist skills like medics and engineers a range of exciting opportunities to use them in new ways. Exciting opportunities. Why are they not considered veterans? If only active duty time the reservist or National Guard person is training time, you are correct. They are not considered veterans. However, if they have been called to active duty for other times, this is by executive order. Pre-trained organized forces operating as a call basis from the main military force. Okay. Well, there's that.
Oh, so much heavy. It's heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so kind of tripping on politics right now because I'm not accustomed to like dealing with local stuff. I'm used to like looking out and dealing with, you know, like Jessica, come save me from this, please. You know, like I'd rather be focused on other states because that's kind of my jam. But yeah, it's teaching me quite a lot about how messy even our local politics can be. And it's just been a real eye opener, to be honest. And just kind of like, there's a lot of petty back stuff going on too, that's a little trippy, you know, kind of behind the scenes and all the different dynamics and whatever. And just trying to like, I don't know.
The video you sent me, I was like, holy goodness.
Which one was that?
The one where people were like fighting outside, arguing outside.
Oh, yes, that's the Republican Party. Oh my gosh. Yes, and one of those that woman at the toward the end, she's her husband is running in the same race and he got invited to one of the forums and he's actually really interesting. There is a recording of that. I'm not going to I kind of decided we're not going to platform him while the campaign is going on. But I think afterwards would be it really, because that whole, what a mess, huh? Like they're talk about infighting. And I went down a rabbit hole about that girl that was running for the Senate, or I don't know, I don't want to like draw attention to any of that, but I went down a Bay Area Republican rabbit hole and I didn't understand. They even have like their own little factions, like this Lyndon LaRouche faction and this other like more MAGA centric, and then like there's these other part, oh my God. And It was kind of interesting, actually, how that whole thing devolved and why it devolved. They're just so much infighting with them.
Yeah, that is very I was like, oh my God.
I mean, they would look like they were going to go to blows, huh?
Oh yeah, and that's why we're a mess. Like, there's no united we stand at all. I'm like, what is happening? We're just a mess. And well, there are some people sticking together who's can't. That's what I did here.
Do 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 do
That's how we're gonna
do. That's what we're gonna be reduced to, I swear. But
God.
anyway, I don't know. We're just kind of, I feel like I'm kind of in this state of fury. I think I was telling you
Yeah.
that, but it's a lot of things. It's emotional with this cat that died, and I can't seem to get over it, but I'm like trying to channel some of that energy out. And realizing too how short life is. And oh, I'll put a pin in that one, but I wanted to point out something that you brought up about hair and like hair stress, how you take it out on grooming. And for me, I was mentioning earlier, I was like, finally have been looking at my dog, and I usually have him groomed about every 6 to 8 weeks. And he had so many like, knots and just a rat, like little nests all over him. And I realized, like, oh my God, I usually take him in about every 6 to 8 weeks. And the last time I took him in was in September, and I should have taken him in October, but then my cat died. And I've been neglecting him for the last 3 months, literally. Like, his hair has grown in. He looks like one of these, like, what are those dogs? The dodo dogs you find on the side of the street. It's like, oh my God. But you had pointed this out about how depression or trauma or whatever can make you neglect yourself, or in this case, the extension of myself, because my dog follows me everywhere. My dog. And the poor thing, he had like little knots and on his stomach that were like n not allowing his whole leg to open and stuff. And I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God. So I've been like cutting away at some of them, and I'm taking them to the groomer on Monday. But man, to your point, Lori, I would never have attributed something like that.
Well, I mean, something's going to get neglected, and you're probably like, he's okay, he's okay, he's walking around, he's eating, he's alive, and he's, and then once you figure it out, because something when you have a depression or lose something gets neglected, something or someone, and it just happened to him, but now you know, and
But
you're
you had mentioned something about that you see it occasionally, right? Like that's.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it a whole lot, but a loved one who really struggles with depression, I helped her with her hair, and it was really hard, and it took 2 days. And I see it happening again, so I called her out. I'm like, listen, you have to at least brush it. Like, if you have curly hair, wavy hair, and even if you don't, if you just keep it up and you're just not paying attention, or even if you wash it and you put it back, like if you're not grooming it or picking through it or doing, like you just don't feel like it. Your just brain can't handle it. Rest. And it is very, it's heart-wrenching. It's heart-wrenching. Yeah, it's terrible to watch. And you can't, I mean, I don't know what the solution, because people have to deal with their own depression, and they have to do it. They
Yeah,
have.
I just like that you brought it to my attention. I probably would have let him go on another few months, honestly. Like, I have been really like in a spiral about this darn cat. Just the grief, like it's just ever present, and it comes up and then it goes down. It wasn't like it was in those first few days, whereas like I would just I was did I tell I think I was telling somebody, it's like I should just like join a I should become an actress, because I could cry on the drop of a dime just thinking about him,
Well, can you do something like a memorial or a
we
like?
did kind of that stuff, I think it's deeper stuff, you know, because I'm also like I went no contact with some family members, and I also just quit a group that I felt like I was kind of putting myself into like a I don't blame the group per se. You know, it's just like did I tell you about this? I don't know if
Just
I, yeah, where I just kind of said I was doing some volunteer work in it, and I had a moment where I felt like, I don't know if it was a microaggression, but it definitely like I went very quickly into a place of like subservience. Is that the right word? Maybe like below, like I saw myself below everybody. And I, you know, my self-esteem kind of took me there. And then even for just that brief moment when everybody was laughing, it brought up so much, all this kind of like lifetime of doing that, even if it was just a moment. And I just felt like I couldn't go back. You know, and I'm,
Like laughing at you, like you were the butt of the.
yeah, I think I thought I told you about this where,
You know, my now is whoosh.
yeah, I think it, well, it was last week and or so, and I had offered to do body work. And then a friend of mine who was also there offered to do like videotaping for whatever, you know, as a kind of a volunteer thing. And somebody made a remark about how, oh, you should videotape her doing the massage and we could sell it and make money. And then
I
I,
remember now.
yeah, and I was laughing. And then I realized like only one person was like going, wait a second, no, that's wrong. Like her face was like mortified that we were even talking like that about me. And I hear I was laughing too, because I thought, oh, ha, OnlyFans, of course, ha, you know, because,
Well, defense mechanism sometimes, even if you know it's wrong, you feel bad. You're like, ha, you know, and then you go, wait a minute.
I didn't realize in that moment until then, and had, and everybody else had kind of laughed. And now I'm feeling like I'm questioning myself about it, you know, like, was I wrong for feeling so sensitive about it? But I think it had something to do with this like pain loop I'm in with this fucking cat, and how we keep ourselves kind of tamped down, right? Like sometimes we just don't allow ourselves to elevate ourselves and our thinking about ourselves. Like nobody would have said something like this to any of these other people, you know, to kind of put them in this place of like, you know, sexualism, let's call it. I mean, they didn't say it outright, but it was definitely like, oh, what, when you say OnlyFans in a situation, you know, you're not like sitting there going, let's make an Emmy award-winning documentary about your massage work, right? Like that's not where they're going with this.
For it, and we're not, like bashing OnlyFans or people that do it.
Not at all, not at all. No, but it was like,
But
no.
in the moment and in
Thank you
that.
for saying that, because that's very important. And I, you know, that, but the implication was that, I mean, I think,
It wasn't part of what, like, it shouldn't have been said.
yes. Oh, thank you. And I want to clarify that, like, you know, that is legit. I'm not trying to say that was a bad thing. That's probably, you know, but it was more kind of in the context of like, I was offering to do body work in a therapeutic, like, private, not having a video camera, taking a video camera of that. But when you put the two together, I could feel like they were, it was a, it was, they were trying to sexualize it or fetishize it,
Fetishize
and
it wrong in that.
or monetize it in a way that I didn't want it to be monetized. Let's put it that way. That's just, you know, my intentions were this. They took that and this and tried to make it something titillating.
Yes.
And I have been on the receiving end of that my entire body work career, more so when I was younger, and where people thought that that's what I was going to do. You know what I mean? Like that.
Stories I have been told of. Just assuming, yeah, it just terrible. Yeah, so that struck a nerve in you because, and it was really inappropriate for them to say that in that group like that. It
Right,
just.
especially because we were talking about serious fundraising. You know, I mean, I would, and I have to go back to your point. I mean, looking at this from all the different facets, which is really important. I think we need to look at it. I want to reiterate, zero anything wrong with OnlyFans, like, or doing anything you need to do in your lifetime. I just feel like that particular situation, they were definitely putting me into this, or I felt like I was kind of, they were taking what I wanted to offer them and monetizing it in a way that was inappropriate in all.
Say that I just was like really, yeah, I do. No.
Now I'm feeling like, oh gosh, now I'm gonna have all the OnlyFans people come for me. Like,
Oh, I don't think so.
I feel like, oh my God, I can't win when I open my mouth sometimes, especially because I love being able to look at a problem from all sides. Like, am I just feeling this way because of XYZ? And I think it is my own personal story, but then I'm gonna get racked. I get racked up over stuff like this. Like, I take everything so deeply personally when I'm just raw feeling. I don't know.
Business is serious. It isn't a happy ending business. And that stuff, whatever.
And if that's what you do, God bless. Like, I have often said, like, we should decriminalize
We should.
prostitution, body work like that. I mean, I really, but unfortunately, a lot of people that they can't separate the two. They can't separate that. And I've had numerous people, especially if my experience has often been when I've talked to a couple and the wife or is a little more suspicious about her husband. And it's just like, and I have amazing male clients who are married and zero, I don't have, I don't think I have people with trust issues with me, like that's, I'm a, I'm not out to get your husband. I just want, like, fucking do my work and hopefully you'll feel better so you can go about your life feeling better. Like, that's all it has ever been for me,
Hope so. And let me tell you, Lisa's the best because once you've had her massage and you go other places, that's not how Lisa does it. You're in your head going,
Oh, thanks. Oh, you're too sweet. I feel like I've gotten a little long in the tooth around some of my stuff. I'm like, especially when I go to somebody who's amazing. Like, I found somebody who, if I were to think for me, like, oh, she doesn't like me. And every time I call for her at this one place that she works, oh no, she's busy through blah blah blah. Like, she's never available. So I feel like,
well, I'm still searching and I'm very I do not just want to disrobe and I believe it or not, I don't care. Like people have known how I've dressed and how I'm not just taking my clothes off and getting naked in front. Like I rarely go to one where you get undressed. It takes me about 30 minutes to calm down that I'm naked under that. Not that they're like, I don't know. I just, the idea of it, and then it's almost over. So I usually go to places where you just keep your clothes on
same,
because,
same. That's, Thai massage is good for that. I really like Thai massage for that sort of thing. But,
me
and
too.
I've had, like, weirdo, like, experiences, unfortunately, where there's like a little brush of this and a little brush of that and a lean over of that, especially,
I had a
Yeah.
thing where she asked me if I wanted her to touch me right there, and then she brought in her laptop. I was in so much pain. I think I told you, but it's maybe I don't remember stuff until you start telling me again, like my brain. But anyway, she was doing this, my butt cheeks, and then she brought in her laptop, and my friend's like, "Oh, she was recording you." I was like, "I don't know." I was in so much pain, and then flip over, and she's like, "Do you want me to touch you?" She was. I was. I go, "What?" Because I was like, "I thought only men got asked that."
Yeah, there's a place out by my mom's out on Avenue 12. Are you familiar with that area in Madera? Like, no. Okay, so there's a place, and it looks like a truck. Like, trucks can go in there, and there's a massage sign. And I don't know. I'm so naive, even 30 years into doing this, and I'm thinking, okay, I just want to get. I was desperate for a massage, and I call, and they say, okay, and the woman answers the door in a robe. And I was like, okay. And, like, the table in the room was pushed up against the wall. Like, usually you're supposed to be able to go around the table, right? Like, then I realized, like, oh, this is not that, like, she had to, like, actually do a real massage, which is, again, I don't have a problem with it, but it's like, You could, I probably should have like had a clue that that was what they did more so. Again, they had cameras everywhere, like
That's
looking down.
recording, and they put like, well, me and my mom went to one right by her house, and we walked in, and the lady said, "Oh," like I walked in, and then my mom walked in, and I mean, there was nobody in there. I didn't see anybody in the rooms either, the doors were. She goes, "Oh no, we're busy, we're booked," because I think they didn't want to massage these
Yeah.
two. You know, that's
Yeah,
not what.
we have some like that around here too. Like you just know. And I think there's even a website where you can find out. I mean, it's just kind of like a ring. I think I was listed in there once with my an old when I first started doing it was, the massage studio, like when I was the massage studio, and it was listed as like professional, like there was like different things for categories, and it was like all the range of all the different types of body work you can get. And so people knew they could go to this place and get, sensual massage or therapeutic or whatever. And I remember it was some kind of like back page sort of listing, but somebody had created it so people would know where to go and get the specific type of massage. I think it was probably open for everybody, but I have not been able to find it again since then. It was probably taken down because I think some of them were referring people to the sex trade and stuff. And it actually became very dangerous. I think that's why Backpage got taken down. There was a lot of danger to that work because
Trafficking.
it's not legal. Yes, there's the trafficking. And if it were illegal, then they could actually probably regulate it, talking about business regulation and tax it more. But
So you might as well, and you know all kinds of people and the, whatever, politicians, etc. People go there and they do get in trouble for it a lot. Like they'll bust them every so often here, but just let them do it because they're going to do it anyway, and just make it, just make it legal. What the hell?
I know. Well, in some places it is, and that's great, but yeah, it's not happening here. The other thing I was following, it starts today, is a Twitter account
Oh yeah, let's hear about
by
that.
Rachel Bitcore. Bitcofer.
Bitch.
Bitco Rachel.
What? Bitch cover? What?
It's Bitecofer is her name. Rachel Bitecofer.
I thought
Sorry.
it was kind of cool,
I'm
but.
trying to pull it up. And she is live tweeting the rise of Hitler, kind of based on this idea of like, and she follows it. I'm gonna actually pull up the article.
I'm gonna get on Twitter again. I'm not calling it the other thing. So I haven't been on Twitter for a minute because
Okay, so I'm going to share the screen for this and we can read it together.
I get mad. It's me. Why do I get so mad at Twitter? I don't know.
I don't know because it's owned by you know who. Yeah, so the goal of the project is so people can see how Germany went from a democracy to dictatorship in just 6 months. And she is the Indianapolis Times writes. A Berlin friend of mine last January 30th pushed his way through the crowds, which for weeks had been standing outside the Hotel Kaiserhof, crowds of Hitler devotees thirsting for one moment's look at their idol as he might come and go at his headquarters in the hotel in Berlin. This is Weiss gets der Show Adolf today, he asked in a tiny red button shirt. It was the common term shown Adolf, and the boys had bandied it about as freely as any. She's just writing an article about, or she's reading an article, posting an article about his rise of power, and so any of the articles that come up around that time, she's going to be showing how quick. And remember, this is not in the time of Twitter and social media and 24-hour news cycle. This is like, oh, we got to print a paper and maybe the news is a day or two old. And 6 months, he still took it over. You know how fast it took. It caught fire. His ideology and how
Well,
what
this.
he resonated with people, the disenfranchised people of Germany, just persuaded them, and also at the expense of, or and othering other people, expense of like the Jewish people, gays, trigger finger, lesbians, Romani, Gyps, anybody who wasn't German, basically, it would eventually have taken over
Yeah,
America.
I think maybe Ruby, did she say that on the show how they burned, books and all the different things that the scientists had been looking at, like with anything on gay, trans, whatever, like any history of that also was gone. Like, because there was no digital records of things. So yeah, does this look familiar and are you okay with this, USA?
Anyway, so that's something we're I'm following anyway. I'm kind of fascinated by,
I'll follow.
it's like a history lesson, really, like just going through it. So that looks really interesting. But other than that, all I'm doing is like working on this doggone campaign day and night until March 5th. So everybody be sure to vote, do your homework. And I think ballots are going to be coming out soon for everywhere. We're going to have the primary ballots, and I'll be interested to see what yours has on it.
I know I was. I like you, I don't I kind of stick my head in the sand with local stuff because I don't know, I just get so mad, but I need to look up a few candidates. I've been getting the little flyers and stuff like that. I don't know what's going on because I get so pissed, but no. But I also have this w word of the day. Can we see it?
Bring
This
it up closer. Okay, yeah, good. Oh, yeah, nice.
Okay, people. So that my friend gave me this deck of cards. It has all these
You
little.
want to read that for those who are listening?
Yeah, get up, show up, and show the world you're a fucking legend.
Woohoo! I do
Oh.
want a balloon. I want balloons.
I don't know how I did it, but I think I have to maybe go into the settings, but I can't now. I don't know.
You have to put it by your head. There you go.
Why? Every single time. See, I can't even remember that, much less like what people. But I'm like, oh, did you see that movie or watch a show? I'm like, no. And they start telling me, yes, I have. And I thought of you before we sign off. Love Island. There's a new one with like the All Stars or something. So I
I'm
was
so
thinking.
excited. The original first, there was someone is there from season one, Hannah E, I think. She's amazing. She's oh my God, I can't. Is Leanne watching?
I don't know. I'm gonna ask her, and then I might, and then I am watching season two of Traitors, and I do like it, and I probably won't go back and watch season one, but it's pretty fun.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's like it's where they have like a round table, and then somebody gets picked as traitor, and some are faithfuls. The faithfuls have to find out who the traitors are, and the traitors can murder people, and then they're gone. I don't know. It's kind of fun
On
because there's
Peacock?
it's on Peacock. Yeah, I like
Oh.
anything round table.
Yeah. I like the Jodie Foster one that's on right now. My God, I can't remember what her.
Oh, it's True Detective. Oh,
Oh, yes. That is really good, actually.
it's really good. Just season episode two just came out. I just watched it last night. Yes, yeah, it's really. I have to say, it's excellent. You are right. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like her too. We get too little of her, actually, in my opinion.
I think so too. She's really good, and she's it's a pretty, they're covering some controversial stuff, and I like that, enlightening us on things that we need to know. So, well,
For
Lisa,
sure.
I'm gonna go, and we have to sign off, and thank you for
Okay. Oh, I just want to leave one more word. We're
okay.
coining a new word, or reinvigorating one that was up for a while, but mothers with solutions. We're creating a mamalution.
Mamalution.
Okay, take care, y'all.
Bye. Didn't
Bye.
work.
One more time. Just do it again. Yeah, shake it. There you go.
There we go. Okay.